In our previous show, we began a discussion of when is the appropriate time to set a wedding date, particularly as our Mishnah said, "Besulin nesas liyom haravi." The Ritva asks, why does our Mishnah use the word "Besulin nesas liyom haravi" and not say "Besulin nesas biyom haravi"? So, the Ritva says, the Mishnah is teaching us, the halacha that we learn in the Gemara, that we should purposely delay, even if the time comes, we should purposely delay the wedding, even if it's the wedding time should be Sunday, as the Gemara suggested, maybe Sunday one should make a chasana. Says the Mishnah, no, delay it until Wednesday. Another pshat that the Chasam Sofer suggests is that we want the wedding to take place Wednesday by day. Because if we're going to delay the wedding, we need to be concerned that by delaying the wedding, then he won't do bia on Wednesday night. If the wedding will be delayed until they finish the suda, it will already be past Wednesday night, and bia is only supposed to be done at night, then the whole purpose, as we discussed in our previous year, of making the wedding earlier was only that they should be able to go to Beis Din Thursday morning if there are any issues. If the wedding will be delayed and they won't do bia Wednesday night, we've defeated our purpose. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, Pesul Nesas L'Yoyim Harvi, we make the wedding Wednesday, and by making the wedding Wednesday by day, we can guarantee that the bia will be Wednesday night, and if they need to go to Beis Din Thursday morning, they will be so able to do. But there's another teretz, that the Rashi Tavis of the words Pesul Nesas L'Yoyim Harvi are Levona. And this is the halacha that's taught in the Ramah, which we'll speak about soon, in Evna Ezra Simen Samach Dalet Sif Gimel, that one should get married at the beginning of the month, when the moon is still full, the Sula Nesas L'Yom Revi Levona, one should get married when there's still Milui Levona, when the moon is still whole, and that's why the Mishnah specifically used this kind of language of Besul and Nesas L'Yom Revi to teach us the remez of Levana. And in fact, we look in Yoredeya Simen Samech Dalet Sif Gimel. The Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah discuss the appropriate times to make weddings and not make weddings. And let's learn the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Oimrim, She'ein Noshim, that one should not get married, Loi Be'erv Shabbos, V'loi Be'echad B'Shabbos. One should not get married on Friday or on Sunday. G'zeira Shema Yovel Adeichil L'Shabbos, B'tikin Asuda. Because there's a real concern for Chil Shabbos in the preparation of the wedding meal. They came poshut v'yesh matirim, but the Shulchan Aruch said that those that are lenient, they came poshut aminig, and that is the minig, lisa noshim b'erev Shabbos, that we do get married on Friday. However, as our Gemara discusses, and maybe we'll still say a shiur about this in Mitzvah Hashem, v'hu sheyitrach besudas nesun shloshi yomim kodem nesun, that there should be time to, of course, prepare the wedding properly with 3 days of wedding. And in fact, the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, Perik Yud, Halacha Yudalid, Ein Nosim Noshim Loi Be'erev Shabbos Loi Be'echev Shabbos, the Rambam paskins, the wedding shouldn't take place on Friday or on Sunday. Gzeir Shama Yovel Dei Chil Shabbos, B'tikin HaSuda, we're concerned for Chil Shabbos in the preparation of the meal, Shatard Chosin Tarad B'Suda. And moreover, the Magen Mishnah over there says, as the Gemara discusses on Daf Hei, we need also to be concerned that the first bia should not take place on Shabbos, as the Gemara teaches us. Even those that are lenient with getting married on Friday, as we discussed in our previous year, that those Rishonim already, the Shita Mekaberetzes, says that getting married on Motzoi Shabbos is more of a concern. Getting married of Motzoi Shabbos is a concern because we're concerned that in the rush to prepare the wedding meal, there may be Chil Shabbos. The Pesachei Tshuva, Sifkat and Dalet, indeed says that the minig is to make weddings on Friday. Sunday, he says, he quotes the Charles Tshuva's Ramah, that weddings should not be made on Sunday because of a new concern, and that is of Chukas Akum. Since Sunday is the day of worship by the Akum, that is why it's inappropriate to make a wedding on Sunday. However, I did see that the Paiskim discuss if this is something that everybody agrees, that weddings should not take place on Sunday. And there are different minhagim regarding making, a wedding on Sunday. The Kutta Merech, in fact, quotes the Divrei Chaim, that the Divrei Chaim married off one of his children on Sunday, and I saw that the Klaus Megareba in the Shalos Tshuvos Divrei Yatziv, Yerideya Simen Kufnam, says that nowadays the minig is to make a wedding on Sunday. Moreover, many suggest that even those who feel that a wedding should not take place on Sunday, that the Machna says this, that's only on Motzoi Shabbos, but not Sunday. The Shalos Tshuvos Shevet HaLevi, Chelik Tes Simen Reish Ayin Beis, says that in Eretz Yisrael, there is no reason not to get married on Sunday. Only in Chutz Laaretz is there more of a concern about making a wedding on Sunday. There's a tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Igros Moshe, Evan Ezra Chelik Beis, Simen Yud Gimel, where he discusses, interesting tshuva, where he discusses on what day one can and can make wedding. So he says, if somebody sets a wedding date specifically on the day of a non-Jewish holiday, it's inappropriate. And even if he didn't set it because it's a non-Jewish holiday, he only set it because it was convenient, Ramosh is concerned for Maris Ayin. Of course, Ramosh says, we're only talking about a wedding. A bris milah, a pinyon aben, that are done on a specific date. On the 8th day, the bris milah is done. On the 30th day, pinyon aben is done. So if it happens to be that they fall on the day of a non-Jewish holiday, of course there is no issue. We're only speaking about something that we could appoint which day to make the wedding. So there Ramosha says, one shouldn't choose to make a wedding on the day of a non-Jewish holiday. It seems to me, I was thinking, that if one chose to make a wedding on such a day, but he makes it at the same time as he would make it if it wasn't a non-Jewish holiday. In other words, let's say all weddings are typically 6:30 reception, 7:30 chuppah, and he takes that time to be the wedding, even if it's a non-Jewish holiday, maybe one could be makel, because then he's showing that he's not doing it because it's a non-Jewish holiday. Because if he was doing it because of that, he would make the wedding earlier. And Rav Moshe, however, says that l'chatchila, one should not make a wedding on a non-Jewish holiday. And Rav Moshe even says, even of a mitzvah, a big chiddush, of a mitzvah suda, if possible, should be postponed for another day. Rav Moshe says, however, Sunday or Thanksgiving, ein lesser medina. Rav Moshe says those are more lenient. Abal nefesh yesh la'akmer. Rav Moshe says abal nefesh should not even make a wedding on a Sunday or on a Thursday. As we discussed in our previous shiur as well, that the Mishnah Berurah says that one should avoid making a wedding on Friday, and Mishnah Berurah says, and the Aruch HaShulchan says the same here in Eben Ezer in Sif Yud Aleph, but he adds, especially in the winter, we need to be more concerned. Matzoy Shabbos, as we said, particularly one should not make a wedding. And Aruch HaShulchan here too, in Sif Yud Aleph, says that one should avoid making a wedding on Matzoy Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch here continues in Eben Ezer, Sif Gimel, and saying, Over Mokim She'ein Bezdin Yoishvin Boy El B'Sheni B'Chamish B'Vat, in a place where Bezdin is only in session Monday and Thursday, B'Sul Nasas B'Yom Revi. Psula should get married on Wednesday. As we explained, Shimhois Loi Tanis Pesulim, if there's a Tanis Pesulim, Yashkin Lebezdin. Uminig Hachomim, continues the Shulchan Aruch, Shanoisis Abu'ula, if you're marrying a woman who already was married, Yisena B'Chamishi, you should marry her on Wednesday, Kidei Shi Shamechima Shloish Yomim, you should be able to rejoice with her for 3 days, Chamishi b'Shabbos for Erev b'Shabbos b'Shabbos b'Yetzel Malachtoi b'Yoyim Rishon, and then Sunday you'll go back to work. The Paiskim quote this halacha, but the Aruch HaShulchan points out that even though the Shulchan Aruch, as our Mishnah says, weddings of a almana of a beula should take place on Thursday, he says the minig is that even weddings of a beula take place on other days, because they say that we rely that even if the chassan will go to work, the kala is moichel him, and from here it seems that the kala has a right, especially by a be'ula, to be moichel, and if she allows him to go to work, there is no problem. And that's why we're not makbid to make the weddings, even of a be'ula, specifically on Thursday. Another very important issue that comes up, that we see from the sugyas that we're learning, and that is in a situation where a wedding date has been set, and after the wedding date has been set, the want to change the wedding date. And the question is, may one change a set wedding date after it has already been set? The Gemara on Daf Gimel on the base discusses that there was an onus, a sakana, and they don't make the wedding on Wednesday. And the Gemara discusses what was the sakana. So Gemara says that the army was coming to town. So Gemara asks, Hey Chidami, exactly what is the situation that we're concerned about? Idi Osi V'Cholif, if the army is just passing through, Selekif, let's just wait till they leave. Says the Gemara, like Tzricha da Osav Kava. And there's a big machloikis Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn this Gemara, which has very important relevance to our sugya, to our question. Rashi explains that if the army is coming and passing, and indeed the army will be here on Wednesday, but next week they'll be gone, so let's make the wedding next Wednesday. That's not a reason not to make a wedding on Wednesday. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that the army is going to be here for a while, and next Wednesday won't be any better than this Wednesday. And that's why we have to make the wedding earlier, and that's why the Braisa said we can make the wedding even on Monday. Tosfos disagrees. And Tosfos says that if the wedding was appointed for Wednesday, you can't push it off for a week. And therefore, Tosfos says that if the army will leave today, so wait till they leave and make the wedding today. If what the Gemara, and the Gemara is answering that the army will be here all day today. So we have here a very fundamental machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, if it means to push off a wedding for a week, we could push it off. The Gemara's concern, Rashi says, is that we're not just talking about pushing off a wedding for a week, we're actually concerned about pushing off the wedding for much longer than a week. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos says that if a wedding has been set for a day, we're not allowed to push off the wedding past that day. We're not allowed to delay the wedding. What the Gemara here is referring to, says Tosfos, that we'll still be able to make the wedding today, and that's why we should wait. And the Gemara says, no, we won't be able to make it today. And making it even tomorrow should not be done. If a wedding was set for a date, don't push it off. But what we also see from this Gemara is that even though if a wedding was set for a certain date, we shouldn't make the wedding later, according to Tosfos, even one day later, and certainly not a week later. Rashi says a week later would be fine. What we are allowed to do is make the wedding earlier. And therefore, what seems to be the halacha is that if you set a date for a wedding, and then for whatever reason you can't make that date, you should make the wedding earlier, but don't make the wedding later. But don't make the wedding later.